When I was a boy, I used to go fishing with my grandfather in his boat. When we arrived where we were to fish, he dropped the anchor, and we fished. The anchor kept us from drifting off course. Well, the Bible tells us about the anchor of the soul. This anchor will keep us on course for God, and there will be no drifting. In the last verse of our previous study from 2 Peter, the apostle made it clear that judgment for the false teachers is certain. The Bible teaches that all sin must be punished and that no one outside the fold of God can escape judgment. Three examples of doom are cited by Peter in chapter 2 of his epistle: the fallen angels, the world before the flood, and Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, angels were the highest form of intelligent creatures. This fact, however, did not excuse any disobedience on their part. They were consigned to hell to await their eternal judgment. Next, Peter reminds us of the judgment that came upon the world in the form of a flood. All of life was completely destroyed with the exception of Noah and his seven family members, along with the animals and the fowl that were taken into the ark. Noah had faithfully proclaimed the message of God prior to the flood. Those to whom he preached refused to listen. They all perished alike because they failed to believe the truth. Peter goes on to remind us of the appalling and frightful consequences that befell the prosperous cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. The failure of these cities was the result of gross moral impurity. These cities were reduced to ashes, having been judged by God. Probably when the inhabitants of these two cities face their Creator and Judge at the Great White Throne Judgment, they will argue that because of so much sin in their vicinity, little could be expected of them. But God reminds us that we are not to be the products of our environment. We are to be products of His grace and love. It is true that a person cannot rise higher than his environment, but one who is born of the Spirit of God becomes a new creation in Christ and is enabled by the grace of God to live above the temptations of his environment. Peter makes it clear that Lot was able to trust in the Lord, even in the midst of the most appalling conditions. Lot was certainly not a victorious believer, but he was a child of God. Peter tells us he was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. That is, he was tortured and tormented by the licentious behavior of many of those around him, but he still followed the Lord. Like all of us, Lot had his faults, and they were many, but at the same time, he trusted in the grace of God for deliverance, and the Lord did not fail him. Surely he could have enjoyed greater blessing had he given the Lord first place in his life. He was saved, but like many followers of the Lord, he missed God's best on this earth. Lot failed to bear a clear-cut testimony for the Lord among his friends and neighbors. In fact, he even failed to be a witness to his own family. It was hard for any of them to tell whether he belonged to the Lord or belonged to the devil. During the American Civil War, General Stonewall Jackson died on May 2, 1863, through a mistake. He apparently looked so much like the enemy that his own soldiers seeking to ambush the Union Army patrol killed him, thinking he was a Union Army officer. They were unable to identify him. Well, it's difficult to identify some who profess to be followers of Christ. It's hard to tell whether they are on the Lord's side or on the devil's side. We are to separate ourselves from everything that displeases Christ or hinders us from being effectual witnesses for Him. We are called of God to be a separated people, not separated from sinners, of course, but separated from sin. We who have claimed Christ are to be in the world, but not of it. We are here to point men and women to something better. We cannot do this if we are tied into the world and its pursuits. God makes this clear in James chapter 4, verse 4, where he says, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Are we mastered by the world and yet call ourselves Christians? If so, we need to come to the mastery of Jesus Christ. Then we shall find complete satisfaction. Now, if you're unsatisfied as a believer, it's because you're not yielded completely to the Son of God. The fault is not in the provision which has been made, but in your failure to appropriate the provision. Peter closes out this portion of Scripture by saying, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations." God is never at a loss for means. Now, we cannot deliver ourselves. We've tried that, and it doesn't work. You know that. We have sought to overcome displeasing habits and attitudes, but have found this to be hopeless. David tells us God's method in Psalm 34, verse 17. He says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles." When we take God at His word, things really happen. Maybe you're in need of urgent help right now. Where are you going to get it? Well, the best place to get it is to go to God. If you don't know Christ, get that settled immediately. Take Him into your life. If you do know Him, depend upon Him to undertake. He won't fail you. He never fails. Believe in Him as you cast your burden on Him. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Now, the other fact stated in this verse is, as the angels of God were cast into hell and delivered into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment because of their sins, so will all of those people who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. As God brought judgment by means of a flood to all of civilization because of the rebellious hearts of people, so He must bring judgment on all those who refuse to come to Christ. As He turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes because of prevailing immorality, so He must judge all who are outside of Christ. You see, God makes this so clear in His Word that we can escape judgment by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was judged for all sin on the cross, or we suffer our own judgment in the fires of eternal hell. Now, if you've never trusted in Christ, I hope you'll do it right now. Do not spurn God's wonderful offer of salvation. You may be without money or without health, but don't be without Christ. That would be the worst mistake you could ever make in life. God loves you. Let Him prove it to you. Receive Christ the Lord. Blessed God, our Heavenly Father, I praise You for all we are and all we have because of Your mercy and grace. Many in the world are suffering, often because they do not know or don't care to know the only one, even Jesus, who can alleviate our suffering. Help them, Lord, to see clearly that He is the anchor of the soul. I pray this in His wonderful name. Amen.